You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
I need to close the loop on my Food Network top five because Amin said that all the Discovery shows are trash, but Food Network is in the Discovery umbrella. And I am a Food Network stan. If they were a sports team, they'd be like my third favorite team. That's how big of a stan I am. I know, and I have a lot of teams, right?
Yeah.
So I put together my top five, and I should note that there are six OLIs on this list. And I considered making an OLI list with Ace of Cakes on it.
Zach Harper, is that you?
Giada at home. But I'm going to start with my OLIs.
Giada at home? Come on.
She's on the OLI, okay? I think it's a fair spot for
how long
Giada.
She's a legend.
Pioneer Woman also on the OLI.
Pioneer
OLI.
Woman.
Also, so I will give my OLI
just
OLI.
Just unsettling discrepancies sometimes between head and torso.
How many OLIs are there and how many OLIs outside the OLI are there?
Well, Pioneer Woman and Giada at home, Ace of Cakes, they would be on the OLI OLI list if I were giving an OLI OLI list.
But you're not.
But I'm not.
Okay.
So I'll start with the OLIs, of which there are six. Good Eats on the OLI list.
Good Eats is
top five.
Incredible show. I love Good Eats.
It is a great show. Alton Brown is a great host. He does a lot of chemistry stuff. He tries to teach you things. And I tune that out, and then I'm like, ooh, a chicken wing.
I'm slowly beginning to realize that Tony might actually like some of the Discovery offerings
slowly?
On Max.
No, it's only food. It's only Food Network stuff. I don't watch any of the other bullshit.
Slowly, what you've seen in The Disconnect is Amin doesn't like the food stuff, and there's a lot of good food stuff over there, evidently.
So
if you like food stuff, that Amin's got no use for any of it. He's all about the real estate.
Oh, I love some real estate.
He just set off Mike. Alton Brown's a legend, bro.
Alton
Brown is a legend.
The Good Eats reboot is also very good. On the OLI list, Chopped Jr. and the entire Chopped umbrella other than the main Chopped show, because Chopped Jr. is a great show. Occasionally the kids will cry. You will see tears, and it's quite funny. Don't cancel me for that. Halloween Baking Championship, Spring Baking Championship, and the Tournament of Champions, all on the OLI list. Love the Tournament of Champions. Guy Fieri, a great host. Don't love the randomizer machine. Sometimes it's a little gimmicky, but it's a great show. I love the bracket aspect of it.
You are all in on all things Fieri.
I love Guy.
All of them, though.
Yes.
There's nothing bad that he makes, according to
nothing.
You.
Well, stay tuned for the rest of the list. Beat Bobby Flay, also on the OLI list. I do want to shout out, though, special shout out to Halloween Baking Championship, because that show gets me in the mood every Halloween season. Get my PSL, get my Halloween Baking Championship, hit the sounder mic.
She can bake. No one has saluted her enough publicly for she can bake.
Oh, for being white, I thought you were going to go with. Because that was the whitest combination
white
of words
ever. Woman. White.
Just assume that I'm playing it for every one of these.
Number five, Triple G's. Not the best on the Guy Fieri resume, but always an entertaining watch.
Golovkin?
We love Triple G's.
Yeah.
Guys, grocery games, Triple G's.
I was thinking
some of our favorite Gennady Food Network celebrity chefs are
Camello
on
Ductum,
Triple
man.
G's.
He's a great cook.
We are a big fan. Number four, this is controversial, only at four, Barefoot Contessa. We love Ina. We love Jeffrey. I've
Wait, what part was the title?
I'm genuinely confused because I don't know where the title was.
Barefoot Contessa.
She started at Zach Harper, now she's turning into Adnan. I'm like, what part of that
this is
was
my Food Network minute? I'm scared you guys are gonna cut me off.
We haven't even gotten to the top
five. This is the only thing
five.
I care about. No, we're on number
no,
three
on,
now.
That was three?
Number three, Iron
I thought
Chef.
This was all one show.
Iron Chef, the reboot on Food Network, one of the most iconic shows in history. So many iconic chefs have come from Iron Chef. All of the Iron Chef tournaments, also the umbrella of Iron Chef content, falls under this in number three. Big fan of Iron Chef.
Yeah. Great call.
Number two, one of the greatest competition reality shows of all time, Chopped.
Not previous Chopped. Your number five
no, was
Chopped. That was
Chopped
Junior. That was on the OLI.
This is
the regular
the one
version.
That Giorgio won.
Ted Allen is the host. There's four basket ingredients. You've got to make an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. You get 20 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes. You're up against three other chefs. It is a time crunch. The guests on the show are phenomenal. You get Jeffrey Zakarian, you get Scott Conant, you get Alex Gornishelli, yeah. Manit. There are so many good personalities and chefs on the show.
Chef
it is
Simon
Chef Simon Majumdar.
Chef's kiss.
It is one of the greatest.
And you better not start plating with a minute left. I swear to God.
You put a raw onion in front of Scott Conant, he will kick your ass.
Mike, I am here if you want to put in development at Metalark, Tony and Jess do a cooking show because they have connected here in a way that I have not seen, and she can bake. Like, that's not easy to do what she can make.
Shout out to Pack Your Knives, great podcast.
That's Top Chef. That's different.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's Bravo.
Different
that's
show.
Not.
You don't.
Not,
you're an amateur here. You don't know anything about what she speaks of. You don't know and are incapable of discovery.
Number one, one of the greatest shows of all time, from the man, the myth, the legend, Guy Fieri, Triple D's. He's going to America's Greatest Dine-In Drivers and Dives. He's rolling out. He's in his red convertible. Yeah. He's going to eat a burger four bites at a time, but it's one bite. He goes, shoves it in his mouth, eats it, swallows it, says, that's dynamite.
How's it sound?
It sounded it sounded like a song. I've heard that song in my ear somewhere. That sounds like a song.
See you guys.
Yeah, that's a...
We're rolling out.
Fall, the rain drops... Lemon drops and gum drops.
I hate this rejoin too.
Standing, well, look, we got to refresh the rejoins. I've only said it a couple times. Standing outside with my mouth open wide.
Is this the Barney?
I don't know the words. That's where I heard it.
Look,
I had
an idea for a new cooking show, or not a cooking show actually, but you know, there's
put
top...
it in the $1 billion ideas Slack.
Okay, well, there's Top Chef. And then I think, you know how in The Bear, if anyone watches The Bear, she calls him Jeff? I think we should have Top Jeff, where you get a bunch of Jeffs from all around the country, and you make them do random tasks, and then you figure out which is the top Jeff.
My name's Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
Put it on the
My
poll.
My name is Jeff.
Put it on the poll, Juju. At Lebatard Show, are variety packs evil? We've got an Amin stat of the day to get to. We've got a Stugatz.
What do you do when Dahmer shows up?
Social experiment to get to.
But first, Dan, I need to talk to you about this because we poke Reddit a lot because it's a very mean. I don't even understand how these people call themselves fans. It's just negative comment after negative comment.
Well, I honestly,
why are you guys there?
Don't look at it.
No,
there's
but
occasionally like some
Mike,
good stuff there.
Mike, no, I will tell you this super honestly, okay? No, it's there. I like constructive criticism. It has been useful over the years to hear what our fans think, but it's become such a poison. Well, I checked out legitimately 2 years ago. Cannot do it anymore.
Look, they just don't necessarily... I kind of refer to what they post there as fan theories because they think that we're actually these people, and it's largely performative. But occasionally you'll find a gem like this. This one comes from Reddit poster Dr. Orpheus. And the title is My Stugatz Social Experiment. I'm a middle school teacher. I've been toying with this idea for a long time, but I didn't put it into place until now. I've often wondered if I would be more liked or less liked by my coworkers and students if I behave like Stugatz. So this school year, for the most part, I tried to be as gotsy as possible.
Oh no.
You know, glad handing everyone around, especially those with power, agreeing to fun things and not following through, blatantly contradicting myself after a matter of minutes or so. I became the one who was right, and telling my boss at the last minute, or not at all, whenever I needed a day off. People f***ing love me. It's baffling. The worse I am, the more people want to do for me. How about that?
How about that?
I've seen that as a general trend with people. Like, sometimes the worse you are, the more people bend over backwards.
I want to know why Mike sounded so stiff and robotic trying to read that.
Very small text.
It was very small text, and also it's Reddit, right? So I don't know if I miss someone calling me the S word. Like, it's just...
Wait, what's the S word?
No, we don't have to get into it. But this Stu Gott social experiment seems to be permeating throughout the world and politics, but also sports. There was a huge Panther playoff game this week, and Sasha Barkov got hurt. And when asked about it, this is what the head coach had to say about the injury and if Barkov would be available.
Paul, first, any updates on Sasha?
Nope.
Talking to the guys, they talked about
a bar mitzvah. His neighbor had a... Yeah, that's what we'll go with. Bar mitzvah. And he didn't want to disappoint the kids.
Is that upper or lower?
The bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
It's on two floors. It's on both floors. It's a big one.
They're using the bar mitzvah excuse now.
What? That's a stupid
excuse. Pretty soon we're going to get lacrosse excuses.
That's a man who knows he coaches in Broward County.
It does work. It's worked for Stu Gott, and now we've got a company full of thieves that he has birthed.
It was once, Dan.
It's not just you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's everybody. Our cupboards are bare with thievery, but Stu Gott gets
stole
rewarded
hundreds and hundreds of dollars
from the fine bucket.
Look,
like, we just let that
we
slide.
We won't be mad at you. Just reveal yourself. We won't be mad. We won't
push you. We're just curious.
We're just let us know how you got away with it. We'll be like, "Ah, Bob.
I love the off the air theories of who did it." I won't say them.
And none of them have been on air because we may actually know, but it's not someone that we're willing to throw under the bus.
Do we have video somewhere? Like, everything around us is always being videoed. Like, my guess is we can...
Well, not back there.
It was being videoed. There were cameras everywhere.
There is some incriminating video, not evidence, but there is some incriminating video.
There is a video out there, and I don't want to point fingers or anything, but I follow Mike Jones on Instagram, and he recently moved to Belize.
I wish to incriminate whoever it is, because now you've got suspicion everywhere and all over the place. There were hundreds of dollars in there for whoever it is that, that thing. The grid of death is dead, right? We're not doing it anymore.
No, correct? Taylor's got to do like 8 of them, right?
Yeah. Dan, we've got $15 and one AirPod.
That's Greg Cody's.
Ew.
Greg Cody has AirPods.
I don't know if it's his AirPods, but that's from Greg Cody's wallet, those $15.
Oh.
And the AirPods?
An AirPod.
Probably so. Chris Cody's.
I have Greg wearing those AirPod? Old, like, orange headphones from, like, the 80s from the first Walkman.
Oh, dude, the cans at the 790 studios back in the day. Those things would hurt.
Do you have a stat of the day for us?
I don't have enough time to give that stat of the day. It'll be a stat for another day, Dan.
How about that?
I like that as a future bit.
Stat for another day.
Stat for another day. Maybe because we're too busy stealing things around here to do our job.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.